With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kavila. Wildfires continue to burn in the Etosha National Park and surrounding areas, including Omsati and Oshana regions. Over 45 personnel are battling the flames, but strong winds and dry conditions are hampering efforts. Wildlife losses are still being assessed. The Director of Forest and Botanical Research in the Ministry of Environment, Forestry and Tourism, Johnson Dokosho, has an update.
It's burning in communal area and it's also burning in Etosha National Park. But because there's a lot of biomass, because this year we received a lot of rainfall, the people have been battling, but they were not enough. So the fire, then fueled by wind, been going into all directions. So we have got now also aerial support from the Ministry of Defense and the police. So we are flying over so that we can see where is the head fire, where is it heading to, and therefore point the resources to the right places. Getting also aerial support in terms of getting water bucket and try to dump that water into the fire. So we expect that this week effort will bear fruits.
Namafu Amutse is the new face of Fly Namibia, winning from over 100 entries. Amutse will serve as the airline's storytelling ambassador, sharing Fly Namibia's journey and experiences with the public. Rita Lotto reports.
I believe what helped me stand out was the challenge that we received to tell the story of something unique in Namibia, not what we usually see, the desert, the ocean, etc. And my story on zooming in into small-scale miners in the Daures constituency is what I believe helped me stand out.
For Namafu, being Namibian means resilience and carrying one's roots wherever one goes.
I would love Namibians to not only see content, I want them to see stories that have depth and impact. And so my vision for being the face of Fly Namibia would definitely be to tell the kinds of stories that really touch hearts and that really give us or zoom into something unexpected.
Health officials battling an Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo have urged neighboring countries to remain vigilant and strengthen measures to stop the disease from spreading across borders. More than 50 people have been infected with the Ebola virus and 35 have died since last month.
Aid groups say Ebola treatment centers in Kasai province are overwhelmed by patients. The recent increase in the number of patients has prompted health officials to warn neighboring countries to step up preventive measures. Angola, which shares a border with Kasai province, faces a high risk. Other countries like the Central African Republic, Congo, Rwanda, South Sudan, Uganda, and Zambia are considered at moderate risk. Chris Ochamringa, Kinshasa.
In Eco News, environmental groups including Green Connection will protest outside the Cape Town International Convention Center during Africa Energy Week 2025, which gets underway today. The event unites African energy leaders for 4 days of intense talks on the future of the continent's energy industry. Green Connection's Lisa Makaula.
We are at a turning point in society and we need development that takes into account environmental sustainability. Oil and gas exploration could threaten coastal communities who depend on fishing for their livelihoods.
Find all our stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate and on time.